the Midsummer Classic taking place in Denver, and for the eighth straight time, the American League comes out on top. The American League got early home runs from Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Mike Zunino to put the AL up 4-0 to go on to a 5-2 win. AL starting pitcher Shohei Ohtani pitched a perfect first inning to get the win, although he was 0-2 at the plate. The American League now holds a 46-43-2 lead in the overall series. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, while speaking to the media ahead of the All-Star game yesterday, said that MLB will probably end the runner on second in extra innings and seven-inning doubleheaders after this year, but the universal DH is still possible. Manfred also said that baseball is considering banning defensive shifts, saying it would restore Major League Baseball back to its roots. The NBA Finals resume tonight after a two-day break with game number 4 in Milwaukee, as Phoenix takes on the Bucks at 9 o'clock. The Suns lead that series 2-1. The WNBA All-Star Game is being held tonight in Las Vegas. The WNBA All-Star Game is being held tonight. The WNBA All-Stars will take on the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team from Las Vegas starting at 7:30. The U.S. men's basketball team picked up a win in their pre-Olympic tournament with a 108-80 victory over Argentina. NHL news, former Chicago Blackhawk head coach Joel Quenneville says he will participate in the internal investigation by the Blackhawks into sexual abuse allegations of a former player by a former video coach back in 2010. Quenneville was fired by the Blackhawks in November of 2018. He was hired as the coach of the Florida Panthers in April of 2019. Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne has announced his retirement after 15 seasons in the league. The 38-year-old native of Finland played his entire career in the Nashville organization. And minor league baseball's High A Central League, Fort Wayne with a 6-2 win at West Michigan. South Bend lost at home to Cedar Rapids 8-5. Lake County beat the Lansing Lugnuts 8-0 in a game called after 5.5 innings because of rain. Rain also washed out the game between Great Lakes and Dayton. That game will be made up later today as part of a doubleheader. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on the station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, July 14th, I'm Dave Wolf.